The diary of Sidney George Fisher is depressing. Fisher was an admitted failure, but he constantly wrote great ideas and greater dreams. Born into Philadelphia money, he had a sense that he could and should achieve some great purpose. But Fisher was stuck. He stayed in Philadelphia, recording in his diary the events and people of upper-class Philadelphia life for decades. Fisher's comments often give us an insightful look into his time. Here is an example.
December 25th, 1836, Christmas Day. Americans have no strong national feeling. We have no past with its thousand recollections, associations, and monuments. We have no distinct national character, but our population is almost as varied in its traits as the inhabitants of the different nations of Europe. And then, our territory is so vast, and the interests of its parts are so distinct and often so conflicting, and we are poor and coarse and unrefined, and what with slavery and Southernism and Yankeeism and Western barbarism, lynch law and mob law and democracy, there are so many things to disgust and feel ashamed of that I really think the true way is to insist on our claim of relationship to England and feel proud of her glory and greatness, and to keep our complacency in that way for the next 100 years, when, if there is no civil war, or servile war, or agrarian war, and if railroads and steam engines go on increasing, we may have something to brag of ourselves.